Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoes how'd he keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head. He popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get rhythm. When you get the blues. Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 16th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I don't know about you, but gives me the blues to see what's happening. Really, to, you know, what gives me the blues is not that there are, you know, evil, diabolical Sith Lords who have given their soul to Satan, like Bill Gates. What is so distressing to me is to see people do things that are, I would say, patently un-American, to collapse under, you know, it's astonishing. I mean, we've gone through the books, you know, we've gone through the books in recent years in particular, and yet, I mean, we have recent history that tells us how this goes. But, you know, obviously, like Alan Welsh Dulles stated, the American people don't read. People don't read anymore. And so, can I get that on Kindle? Can I get it on Kindle? I'm sure that those kinds of things can never be altered or adulterated. A Kindle version of something can never be changed. So it's, you know, it's very distressing to see that we are, the point of the books is, you know, and especially again, Hayek's Road to Serfdom, chapter 10, why the worst get on top. I mean, we're seeing that. We're seeing the people are doing this to themselves and to one another. Can you not see that? Not see. Interesting. Can you not see that it's not going to end with a mask or, you know, 6 feet or one shot? I mean, it's pretty obvious already, isn't it? We played the clip yesterday of Casey Wright's Freudian slip at the 2019 Milken Institute Future of Health Summit that, you know, Rick Bright was at, and Anthony Fauci and Michael Spector said all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, wouldn't it have been better if, you know, would it have been better for the world if, you know, basically more people died if the 2009 H1N1 flu was more deadly, why would that be better, Michael Spector? And then he was the one who said, would it be, you know, should we just blow the system up? This guy's just nutty. So anyway, that people listen to freaks like this, that these people are in any position of power or influence or authority is astonishing. And that people listen to stuff is astonishing. It really is absolutely astonishing to me. So we're going to start. Jimmy Dore did a segment last month. It's going on a month now, back on the 27th of last month. So that would be almost 3 weeks ago tomorrow. And it's titled Diabolical: Bill Gates' Digital ID Will Control Your Life. And so he has Max Blumenthal on. He's had Max Blumenthal on. And recently, you know, Max Blumenthal is over at the Gray Zone, which reminds me of David Crowley's Gray State. Recently, the Gray Zone has done some pretty fabulous work, I would say. And they sort of discuss a couple of pieces. There's one titled Cloak and Dagger, Military Intelligence Outfit at Center of U.S. Digital Vaccine Passport Push. That's, spoiler alert, it's the MITRE Corporation, which we've talked about. And the Vaccine Credential Initiative, VCI. You know, if you don't know who MITRE is, well, do some homework. So, you know, from the story, MITRE's own COVID-19 umbrella coalition includes InQtel, you know, the venture capital arm of the CIA, and Palantir, Peter Thiel's, you know, what is Palantir? I mean, that kind of says it all, you know, the orb that one orb to rule them all. It was the, you know, maybe we'll call it the orb that Donald Trump put his hands on in Saudi Arabia, that kind of thing. Anyway, Palantir is Peter Thiel's darling. A scandal-stained private spying firm is how they dub it. Anyway, it's an interesting article. And I think the other one that they talk about is, well, some of the other stories that they have over the Gray Zone recently. I think this might be one. Billionaire political meddlers, disinformation agents launch Good Information Inc. to fight disinformation. Pals like Reid Hoffman, you know, Peter Thiel's buddy Reid Hoffman, Stanford alum, Reid Hoffman and George Soros team up. And, you know, Pierre Omidyar is also in there. And, you know, I said, it's interesting, I think back in, what was it, 2014? Whenever The Intercept was founded, you know, it's basically a project that came out of Pierre Omidyar's wallet. I said it was interesting that Omidyar was the guy who wrote the check for The Intercept, and we'll see what happens. Well, we see what happens. We don't hear from Jeremy Scahill anymore, do we? And Glenn Greenwald says, eh, yeah. What you thought would happen, that's what happened. So another one, Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen, represented by U.S. intelligence insiders. Yeah, we all suspected, didn't we? Now we know. But this was the other story, I think, that they discussed. Public health or private wealth? How digital vaccine passports pave way for unprecedented surveillance capitalism. The titans of global capitalism are exploiting the COVID-19 crisis to institute social credit-style digital ID systems across the West. But we don't have to worry about that, right? We'll talk about that. So, yeah, Adhar, Nandan Nilekani, Bill Gates' pal over in India, NATO contractor Thales, which they discuss. This is one of the other stories that they discuss. So I would say those three in particular. But also, you know, so the three, Cloak and Dagger, Military Intelligence Outfit at Center of U.S. Digital Vaccine Passport Push by Jeremy Lofredo and Max Blumenthal, And I guess I'll put them in the, whoops, the right order. And then also by Jeremy Lafredo and Max Blumenthal, public health or private wealth, how digital vaccine passports pave way for unprecedented surveillance capitalism. And then the other one I mentioned, Alex Rubenstein's article, Billionaire Political Meddlers, Disinformation Agent Slots, Good Information, Inc., you know, to fight disinformation. And also by Alexander Rubenstein, Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen, represented by U.S. intelligence insiders. But other stories that they've done recently include, they have sections, for example, on, or they call them reports, actually. It's a compilation of reports. Nonprofit industrial complex, the gray zone reports on the nonprofit industrial complex. So I, you know, got some pushback on Color Revolution yesterday from Pat. I believe Max Blumenthal has an article from August of 2021. Meet U.S. government-backed regime change guru Gene Sharp, mastermind of soft coups. Maybe start there. That's a good place to start for the Color Revolutionary, the, you know, a recent installation, I guess you could say, on the Color Revolutionary tale. But really, that whole section of reports, you know, how big corporations and Bill Gates took over the UN food summit, how U.S. meddling arm creates Creative Associates International, destabilizes Washington's adversaries. That's a fun article. And, you know, there are lots of other fun articles that go along. Not all of them are about Color Revolution, but obviously the godfather of Color Revolution, Gene Sharp, that article is by Max Blumenthal. So other reports, Information Wars, the Gray Zone reports on information warfare and the new Cold War. And a couple of those articles that I mentioned before are in this section. There's another one, Behind NATO's Cognitive Warfare, Battle for Your Brain, waged by Western militaries. Twitter partners with UK government-backed, CIA-linked Reuters to censor alternative views. And on, lots of fun. I don't understand how everyone doesn't know. Like, generally, shouldn't everyone know all of these things? This is not, you know, I know you're not surprised. This doesn't surprise you, but most people don't know this stuff. COVID-19, Catch-22. Oh, this is another section. Sorry, coronavirus. The Gray Zone reports on COVID-19. COVID-19, Catch-22. Regime change policies come packed with U.S. pandemic relief. U.S. Congress $900 billion COVID-19 relief bill was packaged with a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending that includes, what does it include? Okay, spoiler alert. That includes tens of billions for war weapons and regime change abroad, from anti-Russia and anti-China initiatives to $3.3 billion for Israel's military. I thought, wasn't the idea commerce with all? Commerce, not, you know, handouts. Commerce with all, entangling alliances with none. Wasn't that the idea? 5,593 pages. Passed in just a few hours. 359 to 53 in the House, 92 to 6 in the Senate. I mean, if that doesn't tell you something. I mean, I hate to be cynical, but I mean, think about, there's no way that every member of Congress, the House and Senate, was able to read this legislation. It's just not possible, obviously. You know, 5,593 pages, 535 people read almost 6,000 pages, 5,500 pages, 5,600. and it passed overwhelmingly, obviously. We've heard from folks, you know, John Montgomery, I would say particularly, that the surveillance apparatus has been predominantly outsourced. And we've known about that for since 2007, 2008, since Tim Sherrock and R.J. Hillhouse reported on that. And then there was the limited hangout done by what are their names? You know, the Washington Times or the Washington Post and PBS. Neil. Dana Priest and William Arkin. That's what I'm thinking of. Top Secret America, that deal. Anyway. You know, that was, when was that? It was around the same time. We've known about it. So what's been happening? You know, guys like John Montgomery have told us that this entire apparatus that was welded together back in 2004 as part of the Open Source Intelligence Initiative, which conveniently accompanied the creation of Facebook. Amazing. Same time. What a coincidence. What a serendipitous, fortuitous coincidence. And, you know, not to mention NQTEL is driving the market. I did a piece on that before they buried their numbers. They used to boast that basically NQTEL is the cybernetic rudder of technological innovation and development. They determine what gets, you know, who invests in what gets the money. When I talked about that years ago, you know, I said how they were bragging that for every dollar NQTEL invests, they pull $9 from the private sector, and then they said $11. Funny how they use those numbers. So every one NQTEL dollar pulls $11 at last count from the private sector. And they were basically saying they were the cybernetic rudder of tech innovation. And of course, Google has their Google Venture, disruptive fund. They say $300 million a year to finding the most disruptive person. Not technology, the most disruptive person. So Dana Priest said back in 2011, Top Secret America is here to stay, quote unquote. Yeah. You know, and I just think of moments like Kofor Black saying Now the Gloves Come Off, and him and Enrique Rick Prado going underground. Who's ever heard of them these days? But, you know, they've sent emails that have been publicized that they're basically telling the weaponized agencies like BATF, DEA, and of course, you know, FBI et al., that, hey, if you need a false flag, you know, maybe a Gladio B kind of an operation, some kind of a strategy of tension episode, give us a call. You know, we got guys, we can run your black op, domestic black op, and you can wash your hands of it. It's insane what's been going on. So that whole apparatus now is pointed at the American people. That was what guys like Bill Binney said was happening at NSA immediately after September 11, 2001. The Bush administration, you know, effectively did that, took the whole apparatus and simultaneously not consolidated, but I guess synthesized it. No separation between agencies through OSINT, etc., and then pointed it at the American people as the primary target. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets slow down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag, and then he said, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm.
Welcome back.
When you get the blues.
Time to get rhythm. I got the blues. This feels like the dirtiest job in town, you know, trying to tell people. So what's the point? You know, it was, sort of consolidated, synthesized, and then pointed at the American people. Well, now we're really starting to see the effects of that. I mean, really, and it's astonishing. Is it not astonishing to see what's happening? Bill Gates, last time I checked, not an elected, not even an appointed person as a part of government. Is this not astonishing? This guy's all over the media, has been for the last 20 months, you know, at moments, here and there, hither and yon, telling us what to do, telling us all what to do. Is this America? What happened? I say the greatest generation, my grandparents' generation, the World War II generation, they would never have stood for this. To my recollection, you know, and I think that's why it didn't happen. in their time. I don't think they would have stood for this. So, you know, we've been telling people for years, haven't we? This goes somewhere. It's not, you know, there's a reason for the USA Patriot Act. There's a reason for the 2005 digital ID legislation. It hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates said last year, no, let's wait on that. It was supposed to be implemented. Let's wait. Why wait? Well, you'll hear in a second. Because of these gateways. Like we're all drug addicts, you know. This is a gateway to this, and this is a gateway to this, and this is... Or are we all Satan worshipers, you know? This is a gateway to the abyss, to stare into it and give your soul to it. I mean, that's a... You know, I'm being slightly facetious, only slightly. So, I mean, if you read the Bible and you look at passages like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in particular, and then you see what's going on, or you read Matthew chapter 24 and Jesus says, you know, is the first thing he says in response, when, you know, what will be the signs and when? And he says, not here's what you'll see, or, you know, it'll be around. He says, see to it that you not be deceived. See to it. See to it that you not be deceived. How do I do that? And yet, you look around, I mean, you can go to any place that has, you know, the American flag, these theaters that get converted to churches, which again is a fascinating thing to me, with the United States flag, probably with a gold fringe on it, and that other six-pointed thing on the opposite side of the stage, opposite corner, you know, either corner of the stage, that used to be a theater. Now it's, you know, all the world is a stage. And people that attend these places say, well, I'm sure glad it ain't us. Ain't it great, brother? It's astonishing. So, you know, I don't know. This is not the America. This is a far cry from the America that I grew up believing in and understanding. Never thought. But, you know, that's the point of all of these books. The danger, it's an ever-present danger. That's why guys like Andrew Jackson said eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. Have we been eternally vigilant? No, Chris, we're not foreign policy experts. We're not domestic policy experts. Well, maybe there was a reason for this so-called progressive coup in the first part of the 20th century to make you think that things are so busy and complicated that you can't understand them, when in reality it's just the same old totalitarian bent operating beneath the surface. It's just astonishing. And what are we willing to sacrifice? Our lives, fortunes, and sacred honor? That might mean that I don't get to watch, you know, The Voice or Dancing with the Stars or who knows what else. What would I do then? If I can't, you know, be a part of the metaverse, how will I visit with my... It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. Speaking of surveillance capitalism, seriously, I mean, isn't it just, I want to move on. We're going to move on, but, you know, again, this issue of voluntary compliance, so-called coercive persuasion. We're doing it to ourselves. This is what happens. So history tells us that, you know, folks like the Bush administration legalized their crimes. And, you know, every administration, Bush 2 in particular is what I'm thinking of, but, you know, Bush 1, Reagan. Reagan was a perfect figurehead. While cockroaches ran circles around him in the background. Which I think was sort of self-evident by the charade, the circus and folly that was created behind and around him. But, you know, again, I mean, that's the way the system works, you know. I mean, most people just have no idea. Again, White House Chief of Staff is considered, you can go on Wikipedia, White House Chief of Staff is the gatekeeper. Well, gosh, that's convenient if you're trying to maintain plausible deniability. So, anyway, I need to move on. speaking of surveillance capitalism in the metaverse, it's interesting. So there was this thing that was, an oral tradition that became a book and then a series of books. And now we have these chapters and all that kind of stuff. Obviously not a part of the original text, but, you know, it helps us find certain things. Anyway, there's this book that starts with these words: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's a single verse. You know, it's a single sentence. It's a single verse. That's verse one in this book. That's verse one. That's the first verse of, you know, the very beginning of this book. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And now we have this word in English called universe, which is fascinating. One verse. But now Facebook has created a metaverse, or no, not created, but wants you to live in the metaverse. And what I, there are lots of things that are just horrifying. I would say fascinating, but really horrifying. I've talked about, you know, the whole metaverse nonsense and the evil that it represents in terms of, you know, surveillance capitalism on steroids and weaponization of your own metadata, we'll say. And I still need to get back to the word. I think the word that really is just chilling is interoception. That's the word. We see these patents and things companies don't do. You know, they don't mean that. Just because you want to stick your head in the sand doesn't mean it's not real and not happening. So interoception and surveillance capitalism, what a fun partnership. But on the name, it's interesting. What does meta mean in Hebrew? And so here's a fun post. This was published today, actually. Jerusalem Post. Artist accidentally predicts. Yeah, accidentally on purpose. Wink, wink. Artist accidentally predicts Facebook launching Libra and the rename of Meta, by Avi Stern over at Jerusalem Post. And so he writes, a tweet trending on Twitter revealed that a digital illustration artwork from 2012 might have predicted Facebook launching of Libra and even the exact logo. More astonishing is that the artwork depicts the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and the logo itself is drawn on the chest of the horsemen of death. Incidentally, Facebook's new Meta rebrand name means dead in Hebrew. Did the artist predict in 2012 of Facebook Libra logo on the apocalypse horsemen of death? Tweeted Kevin Bilal, founder of tech company Defi Sports or Defy Sports. FYI, Meta means dead in Hebrew, he added. And this is something that people have been talking about, you know. But I think the Jerusalem Post is sort of an unimpeachable witness on this subject. How about another article from the Jewish Chronicle? Matilda Frott, November 4. Why Facebook's new company name is a dead loss in Hebrew. It was meant to be the moment that Facebook's parent company left its image problems behind by taking on a brand new name. Is that what was meant? Or, you know, is that your assumption? But in calling the firm Meta, Mark Zuckerberg's firm inadvertently chose a word that means dead in Hebrew. Did they inadvertently choose that? Or is that a telltale sign of, you know, like I said before, it's really a satanic agenda? So you're going from the universe, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, to the dead verse. And this is, you know, I suppose somewhat anecdotal or, you know, circumstantial, to not entirely directly germane to the stuff that I was talking about before when it comes to metadata, et cetera, and what all of that means. However, I still think, you know, when it gets to the esoteric discussion, which we will, this obviously applies with force. So there have been lots of jokes on Twitter and all over social media about this. One more article for posterity's sake. Intermountain Jewish News published today also, Facebook needs more than a new name. The Great Connector morphed into the Great Divider. Did you know Facebook is dead? Not sidelined, not marginalized, not under fire, but literally dead. At least in Hebrew, that is. When Facebook last week announced its rebranding as Meta, Israelis were all over it. Because Meta, in Hebrew, means dead. Or dead woman, to be specific. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, there are, of course, and over here, because we're swept up in the efforts of organizations like the Good Information Inc. Project, you know, Reid Hoffman and George Soros. Because we are drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, seriously, we are drinking the Kool-Aid in America. People will deny these kinds of things. It's absolutely astonishing. You know, so I would say to all of this, welcome to the age of mass psychogenic illness, like Heaven's Gate, only at a worldwide scale. And we are, apparently, we're leading the charge. At the present moment, you know, I'm referring to it as the COVID-19 Kabbalistic Hunger Games zombie apocalypse. And you see evidence of it. I'm horrified by the things that I see. Videos of people going through, jumping through the hoops. We got to get to that. We'll do that. Let's do that right now, I guess. So I want to play the Jimmy Dore piece, because they go through the Talos propaganda video, promotional video, Jimmy and Max Blumenthal, and Jimmy provides us with the appropriate response, being horrified by this. There's some, you know, like there always is with Jimmy, there's some bit of a language issue, but we'll try to censor that out. And so I guess we might as well jump in on that. So again, the title of this clip is Diabolical. Bill Gates' digital ID will control your life. So let's jump in and do that, please.
So this is a story from the Gray Zone. Public health or private wealth? How digital vaccine passports paved the way for unprecedented surveillance capitalism. With over 1 billion Indians in its database, Aadhaar Digital ID System is the largest biometric digital ID program ever constructed. Besides serving as a portal to government services, it tracks users' movements between cities, their employment status, and purchasing records. It is a de facto social credit system that serves as the key entry point for assessing services in India. It is a de facto social credit system that serves as the key entry point for assessing services in India. All right, so this is their big thing. And now you can't get anything done in India unless you have this social credit card score thing. Having branded Aadhaar's billionaire creator a hero, initiatives backed by tech oligarch Bill Gates have long sought to bring the Aadhaar approach to other countries. For those yearning for an end to pandemic-related restrictions, credential programs certifying their vaccination against COVID-19 have been marketed as the key to reopening the economy and restoring their personal freedom. But the implementation of immunity passports is also accelerating the establishment of a global digital identity infrastructure. For tech oligarchs such as Bill Gates and neoliberal institutions such as the World Economic Forum, digital ID and digital currency systems have already enabled the extraction of unbelievable profits in the global south, where hundreds of millions of people remain unbanked and therefore outside the sphere of electronic payment systems. Now, with grassroots protests building against an exclusionary regime of vaccine passports, the captains of global capitalism are campaigning with more urgency than ever to bring digital IDs to the West. And if you want to see, here's a defense contractor. Here's one, I think it's called Thales. Here's one of their videos talking about how convenient this will be for all of us and how we will all feel protected. You ready?
Hello, everyone. Meet Lucy, student in psychology. And me, her digital ID wallet issued by the government to offer a wide range of identity services. In fact, I'm a handy way of proving and protecting her identity, both online and face-to-face.
He's going to protect you. Protect your identity.
Let's have a closer look at what I can do. I can help governments to better communicate with citizens. Right now, I'm reminding Lucy of the appointment she needs to schedule for her mandatory vaccination.
Holy shit. And if I fall into the wrong hands, Lucy's life is pretty much over. How about that?
Lucy, you have lost access to society. You are now homeless.
Can we pause for a second? So I seem to recall a movie. Actually, there are several movies. But, you know, there was that one starring Sandra Bullock. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's The Net, obviously. I think that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? She gets disappeared because, you know, her digital identity is scrubbed. It's shut off. 1995. So, anyway. Not that that could happen, not that that's predictive programming, not that that's a, you know, revelation of the method, Abelia-inducing technique, but, you know, it's just a curious coincidence. That's all. Nothing to see here. So continuing. Go ahead, please.
See, sit down. Drink this Kool-Aid. I promise. It'll help you. Time to put my skin suit on.
Time to go to her exam. Lucy is a bit stressed out. I'm here to make it easy for her to prove she is the right candidate with a quick and secure connection between her phone and the examiner's.
Biometric facial scan.
Yes, I am everywhere. I am Alpha, the Omega. Go to sleep, Lucy. We are in control. Look how cool they make it seem. It's great. Oh, it's so convenient.
Exam passed successfully. Quick stop at the doctor's before celebrating, and no time to lose. On the way, Lucy uses me to declare her passport lost. She needs it for her upcoming road trip. No issue.
Let's pause for a
second.
She
can request...
So, I'm confused. Lucy uses the digital, you know, the Talos technology to declare her passport lost? I thought that everything was digital. What passport did she lose? So, do you see kind of how does that make sense? You're not supposed to have anything paper. The whole point is everything goes digital. Lots of little idiosyncrasies in the narrative like that. Anyway, continue. Go ahead, please.
An emergency digital passport without having to go to the authority office. I make official admin a lot smoother. And that's not all. I can also help Lucy request a birth certificate, pay her taxes, or prove who she is when onboarding to new services, such as opening a bank account. I allow Lucy to certify her healthcare coverage entitlement.
And then whenever we feel like it, we can cut off her access to her banking account. All we have to do is declare her a terrorist, an eco-terrorist, a protest terrorist, any kind of healthcare terrorist. And all we have to do, and then we cut off her bank account, and we can disappear her from life.
All right, we got to pause there, because we got to skip the... Jimmy provides his usual colorful expletives. You don't think that there are people who want to do that? He says, you know, there are people, and he says every certain kind of person I know, every certain kind of person on Twitter wants to do that right now because they think, well, can we jump back in at the 5:10 mark? He says this is why, because they think this.
Right now, because they think it's a way to own Trumpers. They want this.
There
here we go.
So, I mean, think about that for a second. That's part of that's a planned reaction. He's absolutely right. These sides have been cleverly fomented. This false dichotomy, this false conflict, has been fomented and socially engineered, and people don't see that they're playing right into it. What is the psychology of this? That's where we're headed, but we're starting, we're coming into it by here's what's actually happening. It's horrifying to see if you're someone like Jimmy Dore or you or me. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. And speaking of bifurcated fallacies and, you know, controlled opposition and fomented controversies and societal conflict, I want to do a little parenthetical aside. You know, it's isn't it astonishing? So Facebook, metaverse, meta in Hebrew means dead. Is it not? I mean, was that an accident? Oops, we didn't know. Oh, my goodness. Hard to imagine. I think it's just an admission, personally. Like I said, I mean, it's that big, you know, when they announced it, I was saying instead of the thumb, it should be a big middle finger saying, what are you going to do about it? Which is crass and crude, I understand, and I apologize, but you know, what else do you say? And all of the evidence seems to point that direction. What are you going to do about it? We are going to monetize in full fascist, surveillance capitalist sort of fashion. We're gonna monetize every bit of your data, including interoceptive data. Everything inside, everything outside. I mean, it's horrifying. So the aside real quick is, you know, there's this controversy. It just calls to mind this controversy. You know, I think it's astonishing. Again, you know, people go along with this stuff. Christians get sucked into the, you know, political Zionist camp. And, you know, there's the Israeli discussion. There's the Jewish discussion. But, you know, those are oversimplified terms. Most Christians, you know, you say, hey, what about the whole, you know, what about the Irgun, for example, the Jabotinsky years, Menachem Begin, you know, Christopher Bolin's work. What about all of that? What? No, that's crazy talk. Well, what about J. Boyer Bell's book, you know, Terror Out of Zion? No. You know, the violent and deadly shock troops of Israeli independence, 1929 to 1949. What about all of that? And then, you know, of course, that's a conspiracy theory called history. But people don't know. And they are compartmentalized. There's this bifurcated fallacy. It's either one or the other. What if it's both? There's a point. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.